You could be a sand swimming in the ocean. You could be living for that upstream motion. You could be a sockeye dying in a creek. Back to the land in a couple of weeks. You could be a river carving out stone. Carrying the rain to its ultimate home. Carrying the porpoise always in reach. Rolling over rocks to the salty beach.
Shake the scale in Neptune's hall. Oh, like the sardine can. Just trucking left and right, minnows mooching, what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the codfish ball. Sardine can, minnows trucking left and right, minnows mooching, what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the codfish ball, at the codfish ball, at the codfish ball.
Good afternoon. This is KFSK Petersburg, Fishhead Radio in Petersburg, Alaska. I'm Alec McBurn. This is the Friday afternoon Street Beat Show. Just really getting close to 1 o'clock here. And jumping jingles, Jehoshaphat's the Codfish Ball, Maria Muldaur, or Shirley Temple, take your pick. And we start off the show reading from the book Streets to the Past. It's the historic street name guide for Petersburg, Alaska, written by Emily Blender, published by the Clausen Memorial Museum in 1999. Cover designed by Sue McCallum and Emily Blender. And the streets are historic because they're named after fish boats that have been down here in the harbor and fishing out of Petersburg in history. So we're up to Middleton, the F.B. Middleton. Year launched, 1923, 48.4 feet long. The engine was an 871 General Motors Corporation diesel. The color was white, and it fished for black cod and halibut, and it seined for salmon, and it fished for crab, and it trolled for tuna. Shipwright and Shipyard, John Vanderweil Shipyard in Ballard, Washington. So the Middleton Street was named after the F.V. Middleton. Gus Isaacson at one time owned the schooner Reform, locally built by Pete Skog on Kupernoff Island. In 1928, Gus was a restaurant owner on Market Street in Ballard, Washington. The John Vanderbilt Yard in Ballard, Washington had started construction of a 55-foot-long sailboat, Just after the hull was completed, Gus and his partner, Peter Wick, purchased her. This is why she is over 8 feet long, because she was a sailboat, when most boats are of similar draw, 5 to 6 feet of water. Deep boat. She was named for Middleton Island, which is a way out in the Gulf of Alaska. On October 11th, 1930, a tragedy occurred on board the Middleton. She was caught in the middle of the Gulf of Alaska in a severe storm. Gus lost crew member Knut Haugen overboard at night. However, during the search for him, the Middleton saved 7 members of the Hillside too. She had lost a rudder and was being pounded apart. In sheer desperation, as the Hillside 2 was sinking, a crew member set a mattress on fire on top of the cabin. Middleton saw the fire and rescued the men. Knut's body was never recovered. Gus retired in 1948. At that time, crew member Lloyd Peterson became the skipper of the Middleton and in 1953 purchased her from Gus. For nearly 30 years, Lloyd's crew members were Elderly and Bernard Jensen. For the 1966 sailing season, the Middleton had a little different crew. Elderly, William Bergman, skiffman, Elder's daughter, Robin Smith, and Lloyd's daughter, Jean Curry. At that time, there were very few women on fish boats, and usually they were married to the owner and only cooked. Jean and Robin were the first women in the Petersburg area to be crew members. Their duties included cooking, as well as repairing the web, piling the web, and corks, and lead line, and all the other things a seining crew member was required to do. The fishing lifestyle of that time is far different from the modern boats. For cold water, they had a hand pump. There was no hot water. And an icebox kept foods cold. The Middleton was has quite a proud history. In addition to pioneering women crew members, she also participated in the early efforts of the king crab fisheries. The Middleton appeared in an old Milwaukee beer commercial filmed in Laconic Bay, which starred local fishermen Charlie Christensen and Mickey Knight. In 1993, Kurt Hansen of Seattle, Washington, purchased a historic boat and has kept her in great shape. She graces the harbor in Petersburg every year when Kurt comes through.
Drag them alongside and cut begin to see whaling's not what it used to be. A modern ship and a modern crew with sonar scopes and exploding harpoons and mechanical boat made out of steel, a floating machine built to kill the whales.
Hooray, up she rises. Hooray, up she rises.
See the sunshine in some other place where you'd much rather be than here in Dutch Harbor on the cold Bering Sea. Goodbye to my lady, goodbye to dry ground. I'm off to a place where the crab can be found. Raise your glass high, boys, you're drinking on me.
I'm off to Dutch Harbor on the cold barren sea.
Steps sneaking up on me. I can see your shadow where no shadow used to be. Down here on the bottom, life is looking up, and I'm waiting on the real thing. Right now I'll call your bluff. I might take a nibble, take a closer look, but I can see the sunshine reflecting off your hook. I don't want your frying pan. This waterfall, and then to be another trophy just hanging on your wall. I'm older and I'm wiser, you know I ain't no child, and the only way I got this big is loving free and wild. I might dig a nibble, take a closer look, but I can see the sunshine reflecting off your hook. I don't want your frying pan. My younger days when I was in school, times I watched my best friend get played just like a fool. So watch out for that pretty thing, she catches lots of guys. She might rip your cheek and throw you back, so look before you rise. I might take a nibble, take a closer look, but I can see the sunshine reflecting off your hood. I don't want your frying pan.
They've got mouths to feed, but there is gold and there is copper, and now lately there is greed. To the mine owners care what the land and people need. Ask the fishermen of Bristol Bay. Seven thousand people, mostly native to the land. For thousands of years, they have worked hand in hand to protect the bounty that is now much in demand. Oh, the fishermen of Bristol Bay. They've got rent to pay. They've got mouths to feed, but there is gold and there is copper, and now lately there is greed. Do the mine owners care what the land and people need? Ask the fishermen of Bristol Bay. Well, time and again, over and over, blind to the warning signs, in God do we trust. But to tend to the earth is a monumental task. Ask the stewards of our land. Ask the stewards of our land. The fishermen who live by the bay, lifelong fish every day. If the mines come, it could take their dreams away. Oh, the fishermen of Bristol Bay. Oh, the fishermen of Bristol Bay.
Quarter from a friend of mine. I was six and he was nine, but when it came to pay back time, I didn't have a quarter to give. He said he was gonna tell my dad if I didn't give him all I had, and things were looking pretty bad. I didn't have long to live. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me but my dog. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me but my dog. He was there to walk me home late at night, a crack of dawn. He always seemed to be the one I could tell my troubles to. He licked my face and wagged his tail. It was good for whatever ailed, and through it all he never failed to help me make it through. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me but my dog. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me but my dog. I've been in and out of love, diamond rings and all that stuff. Guess I never figured up all that a woman needs. I've traveled the world around, nothing better that I've found. than the love of that old hound, and that's good enough for me. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me, nobody loves me but my dog. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me, nobody loves me but my dog. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me, nobody loves me but my dog, my good old dog. Nobody loves me or is thinking of me. Nobody loves me but my dog. But my dog.
There are many like me who come up here to work in the old cannery, packing fish in the summer, then we leave in the fall, and we're done with the cannery call, and we're done with the cannery call. Must be 500 tons that I've already done. Along for the end of this damn salmon run. For I'll strap on my pack and I'll head for the sun. And be done with the cannery call. And be done with the cannery call. There's salmon and crab and there's halibut too. You cut 'em and clean 'em and can 'em and you get so sick of the smell that you long to be through and be done with the cannery call. And be done with the cannery call. At 6 in the morning, I'm out on the line. My rain gear is bloodied and covered with slime. And I dream that I'm walking out in the sunshine. And I'm done with the cannery call. And I'm done with the cannery call. Now the summer is over, it's homeward we go. Hitching over the Alcan ahead of the snow. Getting back to the friends and the family we know. And we're done with the cannery call. And we're done with the cannery call.
Fisherman am I, landlocked and stranded, so you'll see me in the pub down at the quay with the landlord's daughter and the old crew and me. She refuses my advances, says with irony, there are plenty more fish in the sea. Sail away, hardy fishermen of our east coast. Once a great living to have for all, and now just a few hardy families scraping a living. To our fishermen. My son will no longer sail with the tide. The factory ships scour the ocean wide. The drift nets have taken all of the catch. There are no more fish in the sea. So say goodbye to the ocean wide, rusting trawl. On the harbor side, the seventh generation fisherman am I, landlocked and stranded, high and dry. So you'll see me in the pub down at the quay with the landlord's daughter and the old crew and me. She refuses my advances, says with irony, there are plenty more fish in the sea. There are plenty more fish in the sea. Thank you.
He wore a straw hat on his head and a tomcat in his smile. I told him he should understand this before he walked me down the aisle. You can have the money from the goats, the money from the cow, the money from the oats, and the money from the sow. But don't you ever touch the egg money. That's crossing the line. Don't you ever touch the egg money. The egg money is mine. We had 7 good years, then the trouble all began. First he started nipping at the chin, then he started seeing Marianne. Then he started gambling dice, lost the horses and the plow. I felt behind the stove, there was nothing there now. He had taken all the egg money. Crossing the line, don't you ever touch the egg money. The egg money is mine. Leaving would have been the thing to do, but no one left in 1922. So the angel that I served his toast with butter and jam, and his eggs were sunny side up, and the eggs were maybe too old, and the eggs had maybe gone bad. 3 days and the body went cold. Doctor said it's terribly sad. If you live in Acapulco, you can get them from your yard. When you live in Chicago, you gotta get them from a store. But as long as you can get them, well, you just can't ask for more. Avocado. Avocado. Well, the first thing that I buy ever, ever hit the lotto would be a pre-war Martin guitar and a ride. Avocado. You can dice them in a salad, you can slice them on a plate, or you could just peel and eat them if you don't mind gaining weight, because they got a lot of calories, even got a little fat, but the yuppies seem to like them, so they must be where it's at. Avocado.
Avocado.
Avocado. Well, the first thing that I buy for ever hit the lotto would be a little red Miata convertible and a ripe avocado. If you mash them with some jalapeno, diced onions and tomatoes,
Better throw a little lime juice if you wanna eat it later, 'cause it gets all black and gooey if you don't eat it right away. But it still tastes good, so I still eat it the next day. I'm talking about guacamole.
Avocado.
Ooh, avocado.
Avocado.
Well, the first thing that I buy for ever hit the lotto would be a couple dozen small potato CDs and a ripe avocado. Piece of beachfront property in a ripe avocado.
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 Mexican lawyer.
Avocado.
Cute little number.
Avocado.
Thank you.
the laundry, I'll mow the lawn. You'll do that thing you do all night long. You ain't Mr. Right, but you ain't wrong, darling, you do. You'll do the windows, I'll trim the tree. You'll do the dishes, and then you'll do me. A frog with no curse, I know I could do worse, darling, you do. You'll do for later, you'll do for now. You'll do in a pinch, the kind of pinch I need and how. Our love will bloom like the rain follows the plow, so for true love, I made my prayers to the Lord above. She said, what you're asking, no way, no how. So, darling, you'll do. Right here, right now, is all that we ever knew. If you want to contemplate the philosophical point of view, as for Einstein, one on one makes two. So, darling, you do. You do for later, you do for now. You do in a pinch, the kind of pinch I need and how. Our love will bloom like the rain follows the plow. So, darling, you do. Our love will bloom like the rain follows the plow.
Was subtle, the mood was low-key, the sky was overcast, you couldn't hardly see, but the creatures all slid down to a lower frequency. The day the bass players took over the world, they came pouring out of symphonies, orchestras and bands, and every other kind of combo that was ever known to man. And though it was spontaneous, you'd think it was planned. The day the bass players took over the world, one day the bass players decided to uprise. They were tired of being sidemen to all those other guys. So they kidnapped the horn section, spiked the drummer's drinks, and tied up the guitar players with them big old flat wound strings. Sorry, boys. Decided to uprise. They were tired of being stepped on by all that techno jive. So they erased the memories on all those drum machines and locked away the keyboards and them sampling things. I said those sampling things are putting bass players out of a job. Now that ain't right. That ain't right. Sample this. So the world was finally set free. The animals all hung out. They interacted fretlessly. And the air began to vibrate with such a deep tonality. The day the bass players took over the world. The day the bass players took over the world. The day the bass players took over the world.
Catfish eyes, I hear that splash down in the black. One good tug and I'm pulled right back. Catfish, catfish, come on home. Catfish, catfish, down in the bone. Big old whiskers, strike that line. Catfish, catfish, you're gonna be mine. Old river bend where the bullfrog sang. Put my hook in deep and I felt that sting. I hear that splash down in the black. One good tug and I'm pulled right back. Catfish, catfish, come on home. Catfish, catfish, down in the bone. Big old whiskers, strike that line. Catfish, catfish, you're gonna be mine.
She went away, and now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down in El Paso. She said, come back, Daddy, who needs you so? And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. I you don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. And don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of.
Preacher that was going out west said try to lose him, said he'd do his best, but the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day. Now he gave him to a man going up in a balloon, said take him up to the man in the moon. The balloon it busted and everybody said about 90 miles away. On a train that was going out west, it went around the curve and hit a broken rail. Not a blessed soul aboard was left to tell the tale. But the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day. Well, the man around the corner swore he'd kill the cat on sight, so he loaded up his gun with nails and dynamite. He waited and he waited for the cat to come around, but 97 pieces of the man was all they found. But the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day. When old Mr. Johnson saw him coming round the bend, he said, here, kitty, kitty, you're coming home again. The reason that the cat just couldn't stay away, there were 7 little kittens sleeping in the hay. That's why the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day.
Country star. No, I just want to do that thing that he does on guitar. And I'm hoping if I practice by the hour, someday I could pick that wildwood flower. But I've always found it worth the toil and sweat, just sitting in the basement, stealing from Chet. Picked it up from somewhere, you can bet. So I'm sitting in the basement, stealing from Chet. He told me once he used to think he was a real good player, and by the time he found out he was wrong, he was too rich to care. Yeah, but I've never heard the picker that can top him yet. So I'm sitting in the basement, stealing from Chet.
Business, can't you tell?
What business is that?
But I'll keep right on picking, I don't care. Cause this guitar, you know, has kept me off welfare. I appreciate the credit, don't you know?
You got it coming.
And please continue to brag on me wherever you go. These licks are getting old, they're not so new. So I guess I'll just start stealing from you, how about that?
Well, it doesn't matter if you're young or old. If you love country folk or rock and roll,
well, we'll meet you.
Every guitar picker owes that man a debt.
$3.
Cause we've all been there before, making our fingers sore, just filching every note that we could get, sitting in the basement, stealing from the chat.
I stole it from somebody else.
Say how I spent my Mardi Gras day. They called me up on the telephone. Would you like to make some money and have some fun? So while you're out there begging for beats, won't you please, please think of me? I'm working with a man that ain't old. My folky friends would be appalled. I tell you more, but I'd rather not say what I did on Mardi Gras Day. Work down here for a whole lot more than tips and beer. Things around here changed, I fear, and the union ain't been here for years. Musicians union ain't there no more, so now you play till you hit the floor. And when you hit the floor, they don't miss a beat. They sweep you to the end of Bourbon Street. I tell you more, but I'd rather not say how I spent my Mardi Gras day. I wish I didn't have to say what I did on Mardi Gras day. Yeah, I wish I didn't have to say what I did on Mardi Gras day.
Woke up this morning, not looking great. My baby told me to lose some weight. She said, I love you, I think you're sweet. But when I hug you, my hands don't meet. And I said, darling, don't you realize
I get the blues when I exercise. I feel the heat, I'm out of breath. My heart is speeding, I'm close to death. I try to hustle, but it's a strain. Ain't got a muscle that's not in pain. It's times like this I realize I get the blues when I exercise. Uh-huh. Biking, she got me running, biking, jogging, hiking everywhere I go. Now let it roll. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess I'm just one of those guys. Yes, I get the blues when I exercise. Uh-huh.
Standard time.